Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm on my way. I'm making it.
This is the Matt Thomas Show.
It's a regular Friday visit with Brian T. Smith from the Houston Chronicle on Sports Talk 790. Man, oh man, BTS, you went with a wrestling ring on your tweet about the Texans coaching search. I think I know what it means, but I'm going to give you a chance to explain it as well.
I was just having fun, Matt.
That's it?
Yeah. I mean, what, you got good old friendly man of the people, Jack Easterby, you know, doing some tag teaming. Trying to get some of his cronies, his local cronies, maybe some national cronies, water carriers, trying to get them in the ring, do some of the heavy lifting.
Oh, yeah.
And then Easterby, Casario, off the top, I guess it would be top rope. You and Clanton know wrestling way better than I do, but, you know, off the top of the ring, you know, and with the slam. And in the end, it's all going to work out. I mean, it's all going to work in the end. Have faith, Houston. Put your faith in Jack Easterby because he is going to bring a Super Bowl to this city.
No, he's not. Brian, I was begrudging Patriot South coming back in with a head coaching. Now at this point with Josh McCown's being name brought up, and as I said before many times, I almost feel bad for Josh because Josh, my guess, wants to be a coach. But he's hooking himself onto this Easterby train, and I think it's a dangerous platform to go to. With that being said, I'd rather have Patriots South than a guy that's never coached an NFL game before, period, or never coached a game ever to run this franchise.
Yeah, there are so many things to get into, Matt. I mean, number one, and I do, you know, I try to be fair and balanced, right? Number one, it has worked in the NBA, and it has worked in Major League Baseball on some level, right? And this has been a trend in MLB, and this has been a trend in the NBA. I mean, you have Steve Nash coaching. He hasn't won a title yet. With the Nets, obviously, you look at MLB, you know, it's become a shorter and shorter path to the majors to be a manager. You don't have to spend your entire life at double, you know, triple, single A, you know, riding the buses. So that's all changed. But, I mean, Matt, the NFL is an entirely, it's not even an entirely different beast or animal. It's an entirely different world. Somebody at some point will probably do it. But there's a reason it hasn't happened. I mean, number one, the simple fact, you're playing 17 games, but it is 365 days, and it is grueling. And you're coaching up and trying to get the most every week out of total pros who don't really have guaranteed contracts, whose livelihoods and careers are constantly on the line. So the second they see through you, it is over. It could work with Josh McCown. Theoretically, he is obviously intelligent. He knows the game, all these things. I heard you talking about this at the start of your program. But if you're going to completely go outside the box with the David Culley hire, which is exactly what they did, and fire him in less than a year on the job, which is exactly what they did, if Jack Easterby is now going to have been through, I mean, just look at the Jack Easterby hit list. It is littered with bodies. You can just smell dead bodies around Energy Stadium that Jack Easterby's knocked off. Okay, Brian Gain, let's start there. Jamie Roots, longtime president, the McNair's right-hand man, go to there. Bill O'Brien, who had more power than anybody in Texans history, knocked off. David Culley pushed out a side door, a train hits him. And Jack Easterby just keeps rolling. And so as much as we look to Casario for a plan and try to figure this out, and hey, you know, okay, sidestep, at least he called it a year in, get this right, it'll probably be Patriots South. Whoa, Josh McCown has now interviewed twice, Matt, in less than a full year for the same job. Did they need to interview him again? Didn't they get everything they needed the first go around? And I don't understand why, like, 2% of Texans Twitter just fails to understand that if I and John McClain and Matt Thomas, Adam Clanton, and opposing radio stations, flagship stations, if everyone is telling you that ultimately Easterby continues to be at the heart of everything, if you're going to overlook the Josh McCown interview for the second time in 2 years, when Josh McCown was brought here, they didn't need a backup quarterback, and Easterby was the interim GM, and they are close, quote-unquote, friends, and then they have the religious faith background, I mean, in any other market, in any other college town, this would be a flaming building on fire. But it's just, it's SOP. It's standard operating procedure with the Easterby Army. So let's, you know, I almost want to see him do it. Go ahead. Hire Josh McCown. And you're either going to win back-to-back Super Bowls and everyone in the NFL will have to apologize, or maybe this will be what finally pushes Easterby out the door.
Well, how is the NFL going to react to this? You have so many qualified candidates. I mean, really good guys. The reports on this Jonathan Gannon guy have been fantastic.
Yeah.
Clearly, Brian Flores can win football games. Now, he got sideways at the front office, but that's, you know, it's going to happen.
He's qualified. There's no doubt that Brian Flores is qualified without question to be an NFL head coach, primarily because he just was a good one for Miami.
Yeah, Daboll's been a name brought up. You got D'Amico Ryan's been brought up. I know that Jerod Mayo's been brought up, but that may not be necessarily ready just yet kind of thing. But there are names that are being circulated that are being interviewed by multiple teams. Wouldn't Cal wait, you know, get the smelling salts out and go, why is my team interviewing the same guy two consecutive years when really nobody else is even speaking to him about a head coaching spot?
I wish Cal would wake up at some point. I mean, it would benefit this entire huge city, which is a football loving city, which is a football smart city, which has, you know, spent 20 years ultimately being frustrated at the Texans and wanting more, and then, you know, had to deal with the Oilers. I wish at some point something would wake Cal McNair up, but he bought into David Culley and fired David Culley in less than a year because Easterby and Caserio told him to. So what is going to make him wake up? And I mean, Josh McCown could be your head coach, and he could go 7-10 next year, and the Texans would sell it like they're geniuses. Like, oh, just wait to the next year, late season improvement, which is actually how they were publicly using some of the media to sell Culley before they fired him. I don't know what's going to wake Cal up, Matt. I don't know if he's going to wake up. He is absolutely, you know, hands off to the point that he is involved, but he is completely hands off. Because let's just be honest, he doesn't know enough. He doesn't know enough, and so he's trusted Easterby and trusted Caserio to run this. But at the heart of it, Matt, he has trusted Easterby since Bill O'Brien brought him here from New England, and Easterby fled New England because of all the Robert Kraft stuff, and things were a little too dirty for him there. Look how messy and messy and messy it has been, and conflicted it has been since Easterby has been here. The McCown hiring would be the ultimate trump card for Easterby. Doesn't mean he won't be a good head coach, but to your original point and your question, it's going to get laughed at. It'll be ridiculed by the rest of the NFL. And McCown will walk through the door constantly shadowed by national questions, local questions, and just this general feeling that it was a con job the entire time, while you've got 500, 1,000 other deserving coaches out there in the college ranks, across the NFL, who never even get an interview, can't even get an interview for an NFL head coaching job, and Josh McCown has had two in less than a year. It just doesn't happen unless it's on Kirby Drive.
Okay, so last question for you in two different scenarios. First of all, does this thing go another week? Do we see some second interviews with some other people? That could be one. And number two, if they really do want to bring in McCown, if they hired Brian Smith to come in and PR fix this, how do you do it that people don't turn their head to the side and go, what the hell is going on in Houston? Can they sell something to their fan base, to the locker room in which he's about to lead, and to other people around the NFL that they've got a diamond in the rough, and the only thing that he doesn't have is experience. Everything else in terms of coaching acumen, he's going to have.
He's never been a freaking coach before, so you can't sell it at all. I mean, if you've never coached in college, you never coached in the NFL, and you've I love high school football coaches, and they put in some of the hardest work in the world, but are you going to go get a high school coach on the street and say that he's qualified to coach the Texans tomorrow? Hell no. So to answer your second question first, you can't sell it. And here's another thing that people need to understand, and they don't understand this. Jack Easterby ultimately runs media relations for the Texans. Jack Easterby will rubber stamp. He has his hands over everything. So the way that the media interviews are organized, everything that goes on there, he is aware of it. He structures it. He leaks stuff left and right to national media, to some of the local media. Just look at some of the stuff that went on today. It just stinks of Easterby. So there's no way to sell it unless you went out and hired some national PR firm and got some, you know, serious veteran pros in there. Not that they don't have pros working for the Texans, but Easterby's making the final call. So that's an almost impossible sell because everyone will see right through it. And in terms of how long does this go or where does it go from here, I have no freaking idea. I mean, it's like talking about Russia and the Ukraine, the United States. I got no idea where this is going because it's been so unorthodox. The Culley hire was unorthodox. The Culley firing was unorthodox. Nothing that they do follows the book, which is so ironic because they're supposed to be following the Patriots playbook, but the Patriots didn't try to hire Josh McCown. You know, Bill Belichick, I mean, look at this. Like, Bill Belichick worked his way up. That is what he did. He was a DC. He is a football historian. Maybe if they hire McCown, it'll work out. But it'll be because, you know, McCown is ultimately going to be a good coach, not because Jack Easterby was a genius who discovered him.
I wish I could be speechless, but I can't because I got another hour of show to do. So we'll leave it at that. Thank you, BTS. Have a great weekend. We'll do this again next Friday. Do we have a coach by next Friday, yes or no?
I'm going to say yeah. They should be able to wrap this up by next week. And, you know, I still think ultimately, that's the thing. Maybe Flores is too smart. Maybe that's the other thing. Like, at some point when you leak all this stuff and you look this messy on the outside, it's going to be hard to convince someone else if they have other options that this is the job they can take. They're only making it harder on themselves. Matt, Easterby is making it harder on Casario. It's not how it's supposed to go.
Yeah, Casario's on his own man. That's the number one thing. That as much as he can go on radio shows and go on season ticket calls and say, I'm running things, he's just not.
Thus far he hasn't been, and it's been disappointing. I want to keep opening a door for him, opening a door for him to step through, and he hasn't done it yet.
All right, quick timeout. Thank you very much, my friend. Talk at you soon.
Take care, Matt.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.